The Mental Health Foundation in Alberta is all about a better future in mind for everybody that needs access to mental health services. And it could be as small as a connection and a conversation to as large as treatment for resistant depression. It's never been more important to be part of the Mental Health Foundation and to say, okay, what's that impact? What are people needing and expecting for their mental health, and how do we provide that?
Welcome to Give, Amplify, Connect, the Wolfpack Warriors Foundation podcast that dives deeper into the stories of the charitable organizations in Alberta that are making a difference. Host and producer Christy Wolf sits down with the leaders of the nonprofit world to learn more about their purpose, hopes, and dreams. Settle in for an honest conversation with Christy about the impact people are making in their communities and how they keep moving forward.
With me today is Deanne Hunter. Now, Deanne is the board chair of the Mental Health Foundation. She's also the CEO of the John Howard Society in Edmonton. Hi, Deanne.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I am excellent.
So, will you tell us a bit about the Mental Health Foundation?
Sure. So, the Mental Health Foundation is Alberta-based, so we're across the province. It's all about having a better future in mind. So what that means is all stages and ages, from childhood to the elderly, no gaps in service, destigmatizing mental health and showing that we can live a truly healthy and beautiful life, even if we have a mental illness. And really looking for those gaps and connecting people together to fill those gaps for individuals and for systems to come together and really make sure that everybody who has access to mental health programs and services receives them when they need.
I want to mention that the Wolfpack Warriors Foundation is working in collaboration right now with Kickstand. Will you also talk a little bit about Kickstand? Because the Mental Health Foundation is a huge sponsor and funder of Kickstand.
Yes, Kickstand is one of our major initiatives, and we are so proud and blessed to be a part of Kickstand. With Mental Health Foundation, we look at programs, patient supports, research, education and awareness, infrastructure. And with Kickstand, it's all about youth hubs, and it's for youth, by youth. And it's so important because it takes that, not just the social aspect of mental health, but also that medical aspect, and brings them together. And it's youth saying, here's what we need when we need it, because they are such an underserved population when it comes to their health. And that age group between, 16 and 24, that specific age is when mental health is so crucial for so many. So with Kickstand, it is virtual right now. It is going physical as well, but you can get access to virtual services, one-stop shop for wellness, and soon they're going to be opening up physical locations.
And we will have a lot more information about that. We have some people from Kickstand coming on the podcast on the next episode, but I just wanted to touch on the connection between Mental Health Foundation and Kickstand. So Deanne, will you tell us how you got involved with the Mental Health Foundation?
Kind of a few ways. So I have lived experience with addiction and mental health. I was born and raised in a very remote and northern part of the country, and we had no addiction and mental health services. So a psychiatrist came in probably once every 6 months, if that, weather permitting. And I had a brother and a father who struggled with addiction issues, severe addiction issues. And when my brother was finally able to get help, he had to go to another province, and it was paid for by the province we're from just because there was no access to services. So it was a health service that was required. And part of his recovery was a family program. And addiction is a family illness, sadly, and it did certainly tear apart our family. Just for me growing up, it was my parents trying to deal with my brother, and so me trying to be perfect so that I didn't upset them because they were dealing so much with my brother. So I always said to myself, for the rest of my life, I will make sure that people have access to mental health services when they need them, especially when they need them the most, and not just for the individual, but for the family. It's so important. And today we're a lot more healthy as a family. We still struggle with mental health and addiction, but we have resources that we can use together to get through the hard days. And it was because we had access to that program and that there was a family program attached to it. So that's one of the main reasons I became involved with the Mental Health Foundation. And also, I'm just a community builder by trade. So I've volunteered my whole life. This is my third stint as a board chair with a community agency. So I have a few that are near and dear to my heart. One is Boys and Girls Club Big Brothers Big Sisters, and I was a mentor. I was a big sister for 10 years before on their board, and also with TERA, which is Pregnant and Parenting Teens. So they're all related to building healthy families and healthy communities. And so the Mental Health Foundation was just a natural fit for me, and coming from a healthcare background, working in addiction and mental health, it was a great fit to continue that impact and make sure those services are out there for everybody. There is health services out there. You just have to know where to go, and being part of the Mental Health Foundation makes it all more real that we need these services and we need to fundraise and advocate for health.
It sounds like you have a wealth of experience. And a lot of what you said resonated with me. When you talk about lived experience, I love that you talked about growing up, because we know there's all these things that happen throughout your lifespan. And if we're not talking about mental health early, it just becomes more and more stigmatized. And I find being open to sharing those experiences is how we move forward. So I'm really glad you brought up your own experience, because I think that is a really big piece of it. I also really loved how you talked about your experience as a big sister. You don't have to jump in with something really huge. Telling somebody else about the Mental Health Foundation, telling somebody else about Kickstand can be something that you do. I know that Kickstand asked us to really highlight their programs, like the Family Skills Program. So what you've mentioned is that that was something that was important for your family, having the wraparound skills of how to be a family to somebody that's struggling with their mental health. So I can appreciate that as well. I am wondering, what have you seen with the Mental Health Foundation and the story that you hear about how it's impacted people's lives?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. So you hear things like out at Alberta Hospital Edmonton, the Mental Health Foundation helped fund a day hospital. And there were so many impacts for people, because a lot of times people think if you have a mental illness, you have to be hospitalized. Well, when you have cancer, you're not always hospitalized. You can do treatment in the community or what have you. So the day hospital was a way to serve individuals with an acute mental illness who didn't require hospitalization. So they could go home at the end of the day. That's how you become well. You stay connected to the ones you love. You go back to your own bed in the evening, but you're receiving intense services during the day. And you'd hear those impact stories, like they could continue their life. They could go get groceries. They could go hang out with their kids, you know, but during the day they'd be in really important sessions, whether it was, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy or a mood clinic or what have you. So you'd hear those stories just about the impact of it's okay to get treatment during the day and go live your life. Years ago, the Mental Health Foundation built a friendship trail at Alberta Hospital Edmonton. And it just is a way to get people out and about and engaged, because natural environments are so incredibly important, being outside for your mental health. And then Kickstand, and even just its virtual clinic, a youth can get access to a psychiatrist. They can make a phone call and say, I need to talk to a psychiatrist. Or they can get connected to a program for, an educational program or a substance use program. So it's just that practical piece of making services available for people. So I think that's a big way the Mental Health Foundation has had impact, just in that practical day-to-day. And then also at that systems level, like we see the gaps and we bring people together. There are so many services out there. I think what we forget though is not all of them are free. Like healthcare is a public funded service, but if you want access to a psychologist on a regular basis or a counselor, it's $225 an hour unless you have access to benefits. So I think it's important that, yes, there's lots of mental health services out there, but they're not always available for people. Like that's where the Mental Health Foundation comes in, is to start educating people on and start advocating for those incredibly important services like psychology and counseling that people need. I hear that every day, like in my job as CEO of Edmonton John Howard Society. One of the biggest needs we have, especially in our domestic violence programs, is the need for counseling. And it's so incredibly hard to find funding for that.
Alberta Health Services talks about mental health and addiction, and automatically addiction is grouped in, whereas someone with anxiety might not feel like they fit that scale of things. So when is it appropriate to start reaching out for mental health supports?
When you're not feeling well, it's important to take care of yourself. Taking care of yourself could be something as simple as going to your family doctor because your mood has been down for a month now, or something's not feeling right. You could check in with somebody. It could just be as simple as getting more sunlight, or maybe you're already on medication for depression, that prescription needs to be changed. Or maybe it's just reaching out to a friend, but I think it's how we define mental health. There's the mental health, the medical piece, the psychiatry piece, and there's mental health, the social piece. And you should never be afraid to ask for help. Like, just because you don't have a substance use issue, which, you know, can be very acute and can be life-threatening for so many, it might be high anxiety, but that's just as important because it's your mental health. It's how you show up every day. It's how you get out of bed and go to work in the morning. And that's so important. Like, we all have mental health. We don't all have cancer. We don't all have children, but we all have mental health. So it's important to treat mental health just as it is.
On that note, I think that it's really important to talk about mental health when we're feeling well as well. So people know what the strategies are that they can use, what the organizations are that they can access when things aren't going so well. So having those conversations about the Mental Health Foundation, learning more when you're in a good place so you can either support yourself or support somebody you love when things aren't going as well. How can people give, amplify, or connect with the Mental Health Foundation?
Oh, there's so many ways. So one great way coming up is we have our annual fundraising breakfast. So it's on February 27th, which is a Tuesday at 7 o'clock at the Edmonton Convention Center, 7 a.m. Up out of bed early, grab a coffee and come down. So you can buy tickets online and you can attend virtually or in person. And this year's speaker is all about anxiety and why it's good for you. Even though it feels bad, there are so many incredible benefits to anxiety. And I think to your point earlier, is when you're feeling well, you should be talking about it too. When you're not feeling well, you should be talking about it. But also looking at, there's a lot of positives to living a good life with mental illness. Having anxiety is not always bad. It can motivate you to actually make positive change. Her name is Dr. Tracy Dennis-Tiwari, and she'll be an amazing speaker to talk about something that I think as a world we're really struggling with right now, especially coming out of COVID, is what does anxiety mean to us and how do we make it work for us as society?
Well, I appreciate that. And actually, I bought my virtual ticket today because I'm not in Edmonton, but I would like to see your speaker and learn a bit more about what's happening in the Mental Health Foundation. So I will include a link to the Mental Health Foundation's breakfast in the show notes for this. Are there other ways that people can support?
Absolutely. We are always taking donations from our website. You can just go online and donate through our online form. We have legacy giving. That's a really great way. I know when I was early in my career, I donated through legacy giving. So in my will, I have several community agencies named that will receive money when I pass away. And so that's a really great way for individuals starting out in their career or youth who want to give back, who benefited from Kickstand or another service. So that's another way you can give. You can hold a community event yourself, and you can do it maybe in memory of somebody. We have individuals who have family members who died by suicide and want to have their legacy live on. So they'll have a community event to run through the foundation. We're doing a campaign right now with the Edmonton Construction Association. So organizations can come to us and we'll work with them on looking at ways to give to their sector or organization like Edmonton Construction Association. They have, I think, a high rate of depression and suicide in that industry. So looking at ways that we can come together and raise money for parts of our economy that we don't necessarily talk about. Like, construction is not something you sit down and say, oh yeah, did you know about the mental health of the individuals working in the construction industry? No, I didn't. So it's also, you know, raising money and raising awareness. So there's so many ways that the Mental Health Foundation can work with you and how you can make impact in the mental health space.
Well, and I appreciate that because we know Kickstand is focused on 11 to 25 year olds, but mental health is across the lifespan. And recognizing that in certain industries, mental health isn't a conversation, and it's just starting to be a conversation. That's a really good point that you made about contacting the Mental Health Foundation and finding out about programs that might fit your industry as well. Thank you for that. All right, Deanne, tell us about an organization or a person who inspires you in the work that they do, maybe in mental health specifically.
Oh, that's a good question. I would say my little sister from Big Brothers Big Sisters. So she is no longer little. She's over 30 and she's married with a little baby. We are matched for about 10 years. And I think I learned more from her than I did from anybody else. She was just this incredible human being. And it just opened my eyes to there's a whole world out there that I wasn't even aware of. Every day she taught me something new and she went on just to be quite a success in life. And I'm just really proud of her. And she taught me, don't be too quick to judge and always see the good in everybody. And she was the reason that I realized building community is so important, because everybody deserves to feel connected and live in a community where they're valued.
That's a great way to segue into the idea that find an organization that's doing something that you care about and send them an email, call them, ask how you could get involved. It might be partnering and volunteering your time. Not everybody is able to make a financial contribution. If there is an organization doing the work that you love, reach out and see what options you do have for connecting with them and supporting the work that they do. Because who knows, one day you might end up at their board chair. You might end up working for them, but I think that it really does connect us to our communities in a way that we don't always have access through just a job. So thank you for talking about that volunteer experience as well. You're the first person that we've had that's been a board member come on the podcast. So do you have any advice if people are interested in joining a board? Is there anything that you would tell them?
Yeah, I think my advice is a board is a lot of work. When I was in my 20s, I wanted to make impact at the front line. So I was a big sister. That was a hands-on opportunity to work with a little girl. As I got old, I had a skill set. You know, I had a master's in business, and I'd worked in governance in large organizations. And so I thought, hey, I can contribute to the governance lens of mental health, which is how do we come together as a board and govern the fundraising of mental health, which is an extremely important cause right now. Like I said earlier, everybody has mental health, and we have to come together and be better in terms of what impact are we making on individuals who need access to mental health services. So I think my advice is, if you're looking to have impact, figure out if it's at the front line and what you have to give, or if you have that governance background, it's a lot of work to come to a table and roll up your sleeves and govern from a strategic lens in terms of what's that direction we're setting, the strategic direction for the foundation. That's a lot of work for a board of volunteers to come together and do. And then we have this incredible team of employees at the Mental Health Foundation who go out and make the magic happen every day. So my advice is, make sure you know what you're getting into and where your skill set is, because it's a lot of work. It's absolutely so much fun, and you make such an incredible impact because you're setting the direction, but you have to be ready for it.
Deanne, thank you so much for coming on and talking to us today about the Mental Health Foundation. I'm looking forward to learning even more about Kickstand and how the Mental Health Foundation has been supporting, as well as attending the Mental Health Foundation's fundraising breakfast on February 27th. So thanks again.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us today. The purpose of the Wolfpack Warriors Foundation is to give, amplify, and connect. Visit our website, www.wolfpackwarriors.com, to learn more about this initiative or connect with us about a registered charity that is important to you. Don't miss the next episode. Follow Give, Amplify, Connect on your favorite podcast platform to hear from other Alberta-based nonprofits about the work they are doing. On a final note, remember to take care of yourself and your pack.
Okay, you're gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay. Hush, my darling, gonna be okay. You're gonna be okay.